Thank you, Sarah. Now, for our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include comments from the Norwich Society on how our historic streets and a major new research initiative for the UEA. But first, a man who has achieved a marvellous award.
Blind since birth, life has thrown more than a few challenges at Steve Fife. But a lack of sight has done nothing to deter the Norwich martial arts teacher. Bullied as a child, he was introduced to martial arts by his father at the age of six and has gone from strength to strength. Recently awarded the ranking of fifth Dan in Aikido, the 65-year-old said he was brimming with pride. "I'm really proud," he said. "I know one other person who's got a fifth Dan, that's somebody in Jersey, but I'm the only blind person I know of in the world." Although movie star Steven Seagal is among those to have practiced Aikido, it remains one of the lesser-known forms of martial arts. Loosely translating to way of adapting the spirit, Aikido was created by Japanese martial artist Morie Ueshiba and is based on pure defensive skills. It first caught the attention of Mr. Fife in the 1970s, but it was not until 1982 that he began taking classes with Norwich's top teachers. The founder of Aikido called it the art of peace, which it really is, unless you happen to be on the wrong end of it, he said.
Officers conducting speed checks along the A47 and A11 stopped a succession of drivers approaching speeds of 110 miles an hour, including a van driver travelling at 104 miles an hour. 13 drivers were reported for speeding along the A47, with the highest speed clocked during the day of 98 miles per hour. The speed limit on that particular stretch of road is 60 miles an hour. One of the final drivers reported had recently bought his car, but not bought insurance. He was stopped by police travelling at 92 miles per hour along the A47.
A man left struggling to make ends meet after thieves stole £5,000 worth of tools from his van is warning people to be vigilant. Self-employed roofer Jordan Huggins, 22, thought it would be safe to leave the items in his locked vehicle overnight as he lives in a quiet road in Cossey. But when he went to go to work, he found one of the windows smashed and all the tools had gone, leaving him with no way to make a living. Mr. Huggins said he had accumulated the tools over 5 years of working and they were not insured.
A small cooker fire on the ninth floor of a Heartsease tower block prompted a dramatic response from dozens of firefighters to prevent a disaster. After Thomas Hall had left the cooker on by mistake at the top of Burley Tower, six fire crews from across the county rushed into action. Call handlers guided Mr. Hall as help arrived, and the foot-high flames were all but extinguished by the time the crews arrived. "I have never seen that many fire engines in my life," said Mr. Hall. It was a dramatic response. The 24-year-old had been cleaning his cooker and left a wet cloth on the hob before going to watch television. When he returned to the kitchen, flames were licking the wall.
The character of some of Norwich's most historic streets is being destroyed by the use of a low-cost measure to fix roads, the city's civic watchdogs warned. The Norwich Society criticised the increasing use by councils of surface dressing to fix roads, where a coat of a tar-like substance is sprayed onto roads, followed by rolling in layers of hard stone chippings. The Society said the measure, which councils see as a cost-effective alternative to major repairs when budgets are tight, was originally meant for rural roads and was not appropriate for some of the city's historic streets. The Society has drawn up a report showing unsightly examples of where the method has left chippings scattered over streets. Victoria Manthorpe, administrator for the Norwich Society, said, "It is very unsightly, and I don't think it is good enough that this is being used in some of the city's most historic streets. Colgate was one of the worst examples we found. To me, it is bad housekeeping by the councils. If you don't do a job very well first time around, then it will cost them more money in the long run. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, despite having made £244 million of savings since 2011 and facing a further £111 million over the next 3 years, the authority was investing substantial sums on roads, adding, "We would hope that Norwich society and residents would recognise that we are trying our hardest to achieve the best results possible in what is a very difficult financial climate." A spokesman for Norwich City Council said maintenance of the city's roads was about striking a balance between cost and quality, and that it was working to adapt approaches and improve results.
A Helsdon man who won nearly £16,000 on an FA Cup bet last year has used the winnings to set up his own personal training business. Jordan Hipperson bet £1 on a five-game accumulator in the fourth round of the FA Cup and ended up scooping £15,830. Other than a holiday with his girlfriend to Barcelona, the 22-year-old used all of his winnings to set up a personal training business in Norwich, and a year on from his win, the business is nearly at full capacity.
A major new £2.6 million research initiative coordinated by the University of East Anglia has been launched with the aim of better understanding the way humans communicate. Over the next 4 years, a number of projects will explore how we connect language with objects and location. The research will focus on so-called deictic communication. Kenny Coventry, head of the School of Psychology at UEA, said, "Communication involves a combination of language and gestures that act together. Deictic communication is critical to understanding not only how communication develops typically in a range of spoken and signed languages, but also when communication can potentially break down in a range of clinical and atypically developing populations, from stroke patients to those with autism spectrum disorder. Understanding deictic communication is also essential to develop robots with better communication skills and to understand how people can most effectively interact when communicating with each other about the spatial world, for example, in architectural design or through mobile phones and other technology. The UEA will work with 11 European partner organisations, including the University of Plymouth, the Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Trondheim, Swedish motion capture specialists, Qualices, an automation company, Telerobotlabs in Italy. Support will also come from organisations specialising in software and technology development, architecture and brain rehabilitation. UEA will lead two of the 13 projects.
A skate park, running track and Viking longboat are all part of a bold new £790,000 vision for two popular parks on the edge of Norwich. The latest plans for Laundry Lane Recreation Ground and Dussindale Park in Thorpe St Andrew reveal a wide range of new features for families and young people. It is part of an ambitious 10-year project that will be partly funded through housing developer contributions known as Section 106 money. The largest feature will be a brand new skate park, referred to as a wheeled park, which has been listed as a priority by Thorpe St Andrew Town Council. Jonathan Emsall, who is the lead councillor on the project, said, "If you look at what facilities there are for young people in the town, the last thing we did as a council was to put in a youth shelter for them. But if they want to go skating, they have to go over to Eaton Park, which is on the other side of Norwich. This skate park will allow them to stay local. We have a lot of good recreation space here, but there is room for improvement." Town Clerk Thomas Foreman said the skate park could cost up to £267,000 and would be designed for young people on skateboards, bikes and scooters. It would be partly funded by £80,000 of Section 106 money from the nearby Pine Banks housing development. That's all from Dorothy and myself, and now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.